right. Next up, we have the Proper Ladies, and they will be part of the November feature, as will Dan Tappan. And Michelle, who spoke just a couple of performers before, will be part of the December feature. So we have a lot of the winter features here in the fall. And so let's have one last hand for Ruth and her beautiful ballad. And speaking of ballads and balladeerdresses, how about that one? We have the Proper Ladies. Let's give them a hand.
Thank you. And we are going to be one of the features, as we mentioned, and I hope you won't forget, next time, November 2nd, doing a program called New England Autumn, and it concentrates a bit on Concord. There's going to be a lot of Louisa May Alcott in it.
Mm-hmm. And this...
Belcher, I don't know if Belchertown will be in it or not.
Yeah, I was going to say, this comes under the, rather than a ballad, this is a ditty, I would say. Would you call this a ditty? And it's kind of a ballad crossed with a ditty, is what it is.
It was written in the early 20th century for the Belchertown Fair, which was a major fair in those days. Belchertown was one of the first automotive manufacturing centers in the country, believe it or not. The very first factory that manufactured automobiles was established in Belchertown. This is about the fair. Oh, and on this coming Saturday, October 10th, Rockland Unitarian Universalist Church, I'm going to be performing with a bunch of my friends in the Old Howard Troupe. We are going to be doing an old English music hall program that is going to be really, really fun. I hope that any of you can get out to Rockland, which is really nowhereville, but if any of you can really come, because it's going to be worth it. And now, and I'm sorry I have to leave early. I have to go to rehearsal. Well, I took my gal to the cattle show in good old Belchertown. Oh, I was dressed in my fairy best. She had on her Sunday gown. Says I to Liz, does she know your biz? She says, I guess I do. Then we'll take a chance on the Midway Plaisance, where there ain't no coochie-coo. Down the center where the fakers fake, waiting for their man. Clumsy cappers who are on the make, they'll do you if they can. Wheel of Fortune on the three-shoe game, look so simple that they make you stare, say. Ain't it funny when you find all your money has been blown at the county fair? In good old Belchertown, 'tis a place of great renown. There is lots of pleasure if you're up that way when the leaves are turning brown. There you'll see the Rube and Clown, and your sorrows they will drown. Oh, meet me in the happy autumn days in good old Belchertown. There was old Bill Johnson with his five-legged calf. He helped along the show. Doubtful selections on the phonograph. Everything seemed to go. Gypsy fortune tellers looking for their price, working young and old. Oyster stews that would give you the blues. Constables who couldn't catch a cold. Listen to the music of the Bumtown Band, how they love to play. Fill up your pockets at the peanut stand before you go away. Exhibition at the Old Town Hall. Curiosity is so rich and rare. Say, ain't it funny when you find all your money has been blown at the county fair? In good old Belchertown, 'tis a place of great renown. There is lots of pleasure if you're up that way when the leaves are turning brown. There you'll see the ruibel clown, and your sorrows they will drown. Oh, meet me in the happy autumn days in good old Belcher Town.
Now you know it.
In good old Belcher Town, 'tis a place of great renown. There is lots of pleasure if you're up that way when the leaves are turning brown. There you'll see the ruibel clown, and your sorrows they will drown. Oh, meet me in the happy autumn days in good old Belcher Town. Yes, meet me in the happy autumn days in good old Belcher Town.
Don't forget.
Thank you.
All right, let's hear it for Belcher Town. And the proper ladies that taught us all about